Alhamdulillah, there's great interest with regards to learning the Arabic language within our own community, and this is a language that perhaps we could say you need to be a student for life. Whatever the level is of a person in terms of Arabic, you need to continuously refer to the dictionary and continuously improve and advance and enhance your skills and your education or your information with regards to the Arabic language, and therefore it is such a fascinating language. Our five words as part of lesson number four. Lesson number four in learning Arabic this holiday season. And word number 16, hajarun, which means stone. Hajarun, which means stone. Number 17, ma'un, which means water. Ma'un, which means water. Number 18, narun, which means fire. Narun, which means fire. Number 19, hawa'un. Hawa'un, which means air. Hawa'un, which means air. And number 20, matarun, which means rain. Matarun, which means rain. So 16, hajarun. 17, ma'un. 18, narun. 19, hawa'un. And 20, matarun. Those are our five words as part of lesson number four. In terms of our sentences, if you'd like to ask someone what is his name, you say, masmuhu. Masmuhu, what is his name? And the person will say, or you would like to ask a young boy, Masmu hadhal walad. Masmu hadhal walad, what is the name of this boy? So that is sentence number 16. If there's someone knocking on the door and you'd like to ask, who is knocking on the door? Then you'll say, Man al-tariqu ala al-bab. Man al-tariqu ala al-bab. Who is knocking on the door? And they ask for someone. They ask maybe who's the person of the home. Hal Sayyid Ahmed Huna, is Mr. Ahmed here? So that is, you'll ask the question, Hal Muhammad Huna, is Muhammad here? And the response will be perhaps, Kharaja al-an, he just left now. So that is the 18th sentence, Kharaja al-an, he just left now. The 19th sentence, Ila ayna dhahaba, where did he go? Ila ayna dhahaba, where did he go? And the 20th, Raha yashufu akhahu, he went to visit his brother. He went to visit his brother. Those are our five sentences as part of lesson number four. So we have 20 words and 20 sentences. The podcast to all of this is available. Listen to the podcast, and in that way you can pick up these words and become familiar with it.